This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Hello, hello. Gary and Chelsea back again with another episode of the Breakfast Buffet podcast.
Now, you'll have to remind me what we've got coming up here because we've done so much stuff, so much quality content. It's hard to squeeze it into the next 20 minutes, but we'll try. We had a work lunch hack. I think that was one of mine.
It was. Who knew a bit of mould could be so handy?
We found out the legend, loose woman herself, and I mean that in the nicest possible way, Denise Welsh is best of the best.
She must never sleep. The amount of things that she gets up to and the amount of places she's been.
We've got festive caterpillars to tell you about.
Oh, it's a war between Colin and Cuthbert.
Gnome wrangling galore.
I think I want this job.
And because Christmas is nearly here, we've got to tell you about a pork-filled Christmas miracle.
I think people will cry with joy when they hear about this.
Well, if they're not crying by that point, they will cry when we tell them about the ultimate gravy lover's gift.
If I don't get one of these in my stocking, I'm going to be livid.
Yeah, I think everyone will want one. It's all coming up in this episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
It's entitled Gnome Wranglers and Festive Caterpillars.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Just saying, if you don't trust your colleagues, then here's a present for you. Now, think about workplaces and think about how colleagues can sometimes overstep the mark. I'm talking lunches.
Okay.
Shared fridges.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Put an end with this gift to people stealing your lunch.
I can't believe that people do this. You know?
I can't either, but it happens. I'm not saying it happens here. I've never heard of such talk, but I know it happens.
It does happen. We're quite well behaved here at KMFM.
Yeah, absolutely. But should this be an issue where you are, then you need this new sandwich bag that's going to be the gift of 2024, right? So it's a bag you put your sandwich in, right?
Yeah.
So like a normal bag, you know the ones, and they've got the little sealy bit on the top of it.
Yeah,
clear
perfect.
Plastic. Put your sandwich in, seal it up, put it in the fridge. Lovely. Unseal. Boom. Lunch. Beautiful. Except these bags, apart from being perfectly clear, have got green splodges built into the clear plastic, okay? There's green splodges.
Yeah.
So when you put your sandwich in there,
yeah,
it looks like your sandwich has gone mouldy. No one is going to touch it. Isn't that excellent? How did it get to 2024 before such genius?
Only thing is, what if the cleaner accidentally throws it away?
Why do you spoil all of my ideas? Why?
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
And I feel really bad now because I don't want you sending us stuff, people. For goodness sake.
Is this because you were moaning about something?
Yes, of course it was. Now, hear me out, though, in case you missed this. I had good reason to moan. I was drinking the gold standard coffee that they serve up in the kitchen. It's in the jar there, gold lid on it, gold label, beautiful.
Yeah, we thought we were living the high life.
We thought we were living the high life. And then I realised that what they do, they refill that jar, because the jar's a bit minging, to be honest with you, and it's clearly
it's not well used, isn't it?
So I should have twigged, really. But then I saw them in action, the people from, you know, that department, the coffee filling department, they were filling up our gold labeled gold lidded coffee with some brand I'd never even heard of. What did you say it looked like?
Soil.
I mean, they've been conning us all this time. To be fair, I didn't really notice. So it shows you, you know, how terrible it wasn't. But anyway, I was having a moan, and now Simon is getting on Give a Gift Early. He says, good morning, this is Simon Higgins. Please, can you say that I heard you talking about the gold coffee thing, and I'm having some actual gold blend coffee sent your way, should be with you later on this morning. So that's Simon from Ashford, and he says, please shout out to my kids as well. So hello, Simon. Hello to the kids. Hello to the whole Higgins family.
Super generous.
The spirit of giving is here already.
It already is here. Not all heroes wear capes.
No,
some
they
provide
don't.
The gold standard coffee.
They really do.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM FM's Breakfast Buffet.
And you know how last week I was talking about quite possibly the most random but brilliant job ever, which is at Asda, and it's a gnome wrangler.
Oh yeah, someone looking after all the gnomes. The gnomes are taken over there this
they
year, aren't they?
They look after the gnomes, they design the gnomes. Asda's famous for their gnomes, and I love it. And it got me thinking, because each gnome has their own unique hobby, which is what I love so much about the gnomes.
Of course, that's the number
one gnome is the same.
No, they're all doing stuff. They keep themselves busy.
And obviously, my brain went into thinking, well, what would my gnome have?
Of course. I mean, what else would you preoccupy your mind with other than thinking, if I had a gnome, what would its hobby be? Obviously.
My gnome's hobby, or skill, should I say, would be super carrier. And it's inspired by me because every time I go into the supermarket, I never get a basket. I'm one of those people that balances everything. And I tell you what, over time, my skill set is next level. I can get multiple cartons of milk, bread that doesn't get squished, berries.
Wow.
The lot. Well, I'm balancing it all. One arm sometimes as well, because you've got to keep the other one free.
So your gnome would also be a top carrying gnome?
My gnome would be a super carrier gnome.
That's excellent.
There would be no basket in sight next to my gnome.
Wow.
You have to carry
all the skills to be proud of as well. I don't know what is weirder about this conversation. It started off weird and it's taken a crazy turn. Anyway, if you have got a gnome with a hobby or a skill that you want to share, obviously, this is the radio station
this
doing it.
This is the place to do it.
Don't imagine there's a lot of competition with other radio stations wanting to do this. But hey, we go our own way here on KMFM.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Julian Strood, I think, is using this as an opportunity to drop a hint. She said her gnome would be a housework gnome.
Oh, yeah, everyone needs one of those.
Julie's always doing the housework. Lauren in Ramsgate would have a ballroom dancing gnome.
Oh, that's nice.
I wonder if Lauren's a Strictly fan.
Oh, I bet imagine, yeah.
Now, this one could get complicated because Tracy in Gillingham said that her gnome would be a gonk collecting gnome.
Oh, you can't have one small elf-like creature collecting another small... That's too weird.
That's wrong in the elf
world.
That's
like slavery.
Dean in Gravesend said he'd have a sleeping gnome. That's quite cute.
Yeah, that would be cute. They could no trouble, would they?
I like this one too. Rachel in Broadstairs would have an arts and crafts gnome.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I quite
handy.
Like that because sometimes you can paint gnomes. There are like painty gnome kits. You could have a gnome that paints other gnomes.
Oh, this is really getting so convoluted now.
So
I can't
good.
Really keep up.
Hannah in Broadstairs would have a collecting stationery gnome.
Very nice envelopes.
Surrounded by all of it. Thomas in Maidstone said he'd have his gnomes have funky hobbies like wooden spoon wibbler, bottle cap collector, planking, official tuna taster, sawdust spreader, just anything zany enough to be believable but unheard of.
Okay, I feel like we glossed over wooden spoon wibbler, but I'm happy.
Sounds like something
I'm
the
happy
BFG
to gloss
would do.
Over it.
And Fiona in Tunbridge said she would like to have an ironing gnome, but when she put some thought to it, she said this wouldn't work because gnomes are too short to reach the ironing board.
Yeah.
And then even if she got the gnome a step so he could reach, his beard would get in the way and then there'd be burning bits of gnome beard and fluff all over the freshly ironed clothes and sheets and it'd be a bit too scratchy to actually work in practice.
Yeah. Oh, that's a shame. She's got excited by the idea of it and then poo-pooed the idea herself.
I love it.
Yeah, thanks Fiona, I think.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
8 in 10 of us do this.
Oh, no.
Or maybe 8 in 10 of you do this when you're in the shower. You also make the most of the situation by... Well, let's just say the tinkling noise of the shower water, the warm, relaxing flow helps...
Tinkle efficiency.
It helps. Apparently, it activates the parasympathetic nervous system and makes you able, if you're having a bit of trouble,
it helps you down.
It helps you. Gwyneth Paltrow has been saying, great, go for it, because it helps strengthen pelvic floor muscles. So
what
this
do
is
in
all,
the shower? It helps strengthen your pelvic floor muscles.
Yeah, so it's good for men, it's good for women. And here's the clincher. Because you'd save on flushing the toilet.
Yeah.
Could save £426 million in total water bills in the UK alone. So, look, you're saving water, you're getting healthy, you're saving the planet.
Cozzy lives by an efficient tinkle. Who'd have thought?
Efficient tinkling. It's the future, everybody. We're starting a campaign. We're getting the T-shirts printed up. Who'll march with us?
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
I'm a celebrity. Of course, they're there filming in Australia. and something weirdly Australian could threaten the camp and the people there within, which is nothing to do with the TV show. Apparently, it's a big deal in Merwin. Kate, our resident Aussie, how am I saying this? The national park in Murwillumbah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's where they are. They're in
Murwillumbah.
Thank you.
That's so cool.
It's a hot spot. They've got to be careful. It's a hot spot. It's a hot spot for yowies.
What's a yowie?
Well, that's what I was wondering. They're obviously worried about it in this story, but what's a yowie? Luckily, over to our Aussie of the day. Kate, what the heck's a yowie and why are they threatening the people in I'm a Celebrity?
Well, a yowie, it's sort of like a... Nobody really knows if they exist. It's like a mythical creature, but it's like an ape-type thing, a big monkey that's meant to sort of roam around. It's like it's like Australia's version of Bigfoot, if you will.
Oh.
But there's never actually been a confirmed yowie.
No one's seen a yowie.
There is a dedicated yowie hunter. His name's Tim the Yowie Man. Oh. And he's dedicated his life to
trying to find
them.
I mean, you call your son Tim the Yowie Man. What else is he going to do?
Imagine meeting him for the first time. So what do you do, Tim? I'm the Yowie Man.
I'm the Yowie Man.
So, I would have thought it was a dessert.
Yeah. But do you know what? It's
the
funny that you say that.
Oh, fantastic. I'm going to have cream on mine.
Do you know what, though? If you go to Australia at the supermarket checkouts, you know how here you get Freddo frogs?
Yeah, you
can buy yowies. They're like little chocolate things, so you can actually eat them as a dessert.
So they're not that bad, then? If you can get a chocolate yowie, delicious. Why are they scared of them?
Because I think it's the big hairy monkey type that they're more worried about than a small chocolate. Anyway, you heard about the yowies here first at KMFM Breakfast. Be warned, if you're ever going to where?
Murwillumbah.
That's right.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
I love this. The greatest of the great in American showbiz can become an EGOT. That is when you win an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
It's unreal.
An award in all of the major show busyness things you can do.
Best of the best.
We have a version here. Didn't know about this.
Oh, okay.
It's called the Chee. C-H-E-E.
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 Okay, what's this?
And you know Denise Welsh off Loose Women?
Yeah.
She has just become a Chee, everybody. Yes, that's it. The equivalent of being a star on the Broadway stage, on the Hollywood big screen. Over here is the Chee. She is going to appear, having been in the other three, the final one of the four, Coronation Street, EastEnders, Hollyoaks and Emmerdale. She's done it. She's done the Chee, everybody.
She's done them all.
She's done them all. Go on, Denise.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And this might seem like a bold claim, but I don't think it is.
Okay.
I think that this... I'm going to say individual is king of the chocolate cakes. Actually, king of the birthday cakes.
All right.
Colin the Caterpillar.
Oh, yeah, Colin the
Who
Caterpillar.
Who doesn't love a Colin? The moment someone says, John, a bit of Colin the Caterpillar, you're like, yeah.
You see a Colin the Caterpillar coming. Oh. You can spot one across the room.
You can see him from a mile off.
They'll be cutting that bad boy pretty soon.
You're like, I hope I get like a good bit with one of the feet.
I want a foot.
I want a foot.
If you don't get a foot, you do feel a bit robbed.
Yeah, you do feel robbed.
And for a caterpillar, I've got to be honest, for a caterpillar, he hasn't got many feet. He could have more feet.
He's been robbed there.
Let's just put it that
down there. We'll speak to Colin's higher powers, but he has had a bit of a festive upgrade. He's getting into the festive spirit.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got himself a chocolate sleigh.
Sleigh!
And I like it. I like the idea that Colin's eaten too much for Christmas. So he's got himself a sleigh, so he doesn't actually have to walk about. The sleigh can drive him around.
Oh, so he's not pulling the sleigh?
Well, it looks like he is, but I prefer the idea of him
just riding it.
Yeah.
Colin on a sleigh.
That's edible. It's an edible sleigh.
It's an
edible chocolate sleigh, and it looks delicious. Now, the thing is, if Colin has a festive upgrade, we all know the ultimate rivalry. It means that Cuthbert also has to have a festive upgrade.
Well, I hope he's got something good. What's he good? Has he got something?
He's got something.
All right, this is the mic drop moment.
A bow tie.
What's festive about a bow tie?
It's green.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
It's all about the word of the year. One of the dictionaries, Cambridge Dictionary, has it looks out every year for words to put in, and this is the word they've chosen for this year. It's increased notably in lookups. A lot of people have looked up the word. It's been widely used across all types of media due to various events. And it also shows how the meanings of word can change over time. That's why they've chosen this particular word. What do you think would be the word of the year, Chelsea Little?
Is it demure? You know how everyone was like, very demure.
Yeah.
Very mindful.
Mindful, very demure.
No?
Very incorrect, sadly.
Okay. What about POV? I still use that all the time. I can't stop. It's point of view.
Point of view. Point of view from my POV.
That's a big one on socials.
My POV.
Yeah, POV.
It's good, but it's not right. It's not even mudeng, which is technically two words, I suppose.
Oh, but a great two words together.
But the word is, thanks to Dua Lipa, who's used it a lot and described how that's helped her get where she is, and England striker Ollie Watkins as well, he's used it. The word is manifest. Manifest.
Manifest.
Imagining achieving something you want in the belief that doing so will make it more likely to happen.
Oh, I love
manifest,
that.
Manifest, everyone. Think of something you want to happen today. Manifest. Put it out there in the universe.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
A special shout out to all the Kent Gritters today.
Oh, well
done. It's icy out there and they've saved us all.
Yeah, everyone across Medway and Kent County Council's Gritter crew, we salute you. They're riding proudly around in such beasts as Basil Salty, Brad Grit, Darth Gritter, Eddie Blizzard, Gritty Rascal, Hans Snow Low, Ice Ice Baby, sorting it out, Gritta Thunberg, Britney Spears, Voldegrit,
Voldegrit,
Gritty McGritface, Plowy, and let's not forget Spready Mercury. We've played all of them in those wonderfully named vehicles. What a fleet. That's the greatest fleet of all time, I'm saying.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
I'm sorry, I'm just really emotional. Sometimes things at Christmas just happen and they kind of take your breath away, just the magic of it. Aldi, for example, are opening up a pop-up bottomless Pigs in Blankets restaurant in London. It's only up the road. We can head up there all together.
Oh, it's worth getting the train, isn't it? We could fill a whole train.
668 million pigs in blankets going to be eaten by Brits this Christmas. That's an average of 11.2 per person.
11.2
pigs in blankets. Now you can go to this Pig in Blanket restaurant. They do six courses of various pigs in blankets. Bottomless pigs in blankets. I know what you're thinking. That's no good. I'm vegetarian. Don't worry.
Have they got vegetarian ones?
Sorry,
Behave.
I'm taking my glass off to wipe away a tear.
Stop it.
They've got foot-long vegan versions.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
You're going to love this.
Yeah.
The middle aisle has never been so bougie. This is the... What's the class? I'll tell you. Right? Gravy. How do you feel about gravy?
I love gravy.
Okay, this is great. This is a great start. Gravy lovers, like Chelsea, this is a great start. When you do gravy at home, what's it usually in?
A jug.
The like measuring one of those, jug.
Yeah, literally.
One of the clear plastic ones.
Clear plastic ones that you kind of dyed orange from beans years ago. And it's still there, and you can't get it out, but you still put everything in there. Custard, gravy.
Still, who cares?
Anything runny goes in the bean stain
anything
jug.
Goes, right, okay. If you had guests and if you were posh, you might have a gravy boat, like a more ceramic-y one.
My nan always had a gravy boat.
All right. Hold the front page, people. We are through the looking glass here. We are at next level in the middle aisle of Lidl. Not a gravy boat, but up for sale. A gravy yacht. A gravy yacht.
How big of a yacht are we talking? It's like actual yacht size?
2 litre. Gravy yacht is they're a limited edition, but
I
they are
this.
For sale. They come with a cap, a sailor's cap, that says gravy captain on it as well. So you're like, you have to nominate who's in charge of the big boat of gravy.
Serious business.
Wait, there is also a gravy mega yacht which holds 5 litres.
5 litres. Pop me in a paddling pool and bring the yacht over.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
I absolutely love the extent that producers have to go to try and keep things a secret. You know, when they're trying to get people on for these reality shows.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want people to find out before it's officially released. They'll tease it and put hints out, but they want to be in control of it. And this is really hard with I'm a Celebrity because people get so excited to hear about who's going to have to, you know, swim with cockroaches and do odd challenges on the TV.
Yeah.
And they came up with code names this year for the celebrities so that people wouldn't know who they were. So I'm going to tell you the code name.
Oh, this is going to look bad now. Okay, go on.
Rocket.
Rocket. No, I don't know.
Danny Jones McFly.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have had him as
McFly,
Rocket.
Because it's McFly, so it's Rocket.
All right, okay.
Makes sense.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't thinking deeply
enough.
You
might know this one, Cyclone.
Which one of them's been blowing off a lot because of the beans? Is it because of that? Because they're quite flatulent.
I do not want to know about flatulence.
No.
No, it's Barry McGuigan. Because he was known as the Clones Cyclone in his boxing days.
All right.
Okay, Moon. Any guesses?
Moon?
Moon is the code name.
Oh, who's forgotten their trousers? I don't know which one of them forgot their trousers.
Well, Jane Moore didn't, but that's her code name. Oh, I don't quite know why that one is. But
she's because she writes in the Sun newspaper.
There we go.
There you go. I'll write that one out for you.
You've got to get this one. Code name Marple.
Oh, that's Wagatha herself, isn't it? Colleen Rooney.
It is Colleen Rooney.
Well played if you've got any of those at home.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
There's more on Insta, Facebook, TikTok, X at KMFM Official.
Don't forget to rate, review and subscribe.